It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up. The manager's done his press conference first thing this morning. I've got Neil, Jimmy and Adam to get stuck into that with me. We will have a call a little bit later on. But Ad, Andy Babot was front and centre, as you would expect. Obviously been an unbelievable player, a proper Liverpool legend. And it's a bit of a stark reminder that unfortunately nothing lasts forever.
Yeah, out of all the things that you knew was going to happen, this is the one I was sort of looking forward to least, probably, you know, of the imminent people that you think are going to be ending. And there was we sort of had a little bit of a stay of execution when he was making noises in January. There was a few hours there where I thought he was gone in Jan. So you sort of, you know, you've prepared yourself for what it's going to feel like. Yeah, I mean, I'm really sad. I am. I think if there's one player that sums up, I mean, it's not exactly the Liverpool way, but you know, because that's a bit ephemeral. It means various things, but the player that sums up the last 10 years, the spirit of that side, or what the spirit of that side at its best was, I think it is him. You know, from the start and the way he kind of had to battle to get in. You know, he's been a crowd favourite since his first sort of half hour, basically. And then, you know, he doesn't get back in for a while. And then by the time he does, I think, you know, it's never gone away. You know, I think the thing with Robertson is I think that he's always shown that spirit that fans of, it's not just Liverpool, is it? Every football fan wants to see the fan on the pitch, the person that will that will fight, that will have the other lads' backs, that will be a bit narky. You know, some of the best Robertson moments are him being narky, really, aren't they? There's the famous Messi one. There's the one, I think it's the semi of the World Club Cup where he's on the microphone swearing. Do you remember that one? I can't remember exactly what he says, but he's just really clearly swearing on the BBC during the Club World Cup, which I loved. Just right by the mic on the side of the pitch, and yeah, I mean it. I think everybody will have these different stories about him, but I genuinely think that there is, out of everybody I can think of, there's the Robertson's the one that I just haven't got anything negative to say, really.